Yeah, welcome, people of the interwebs, to a new podcast starring the three of us here. Myself, Connor Meganson, the brony over there with the halo, Harrison Miley,
hey.
And one of the many of the Clegs, Joshua. Now we are here.
Good people of Earth.
Say hello, brony Harrison.
Hey. This is Lyra. She's a pony.
Okay. We are here in this new podcast called Geekologist, where we shall do many different things. But today, we shall do this thing called review a film.
You know
what is that film? That is the recent
Iron movie. Man!
You just suck, don't you? Okay, well, yeah, it's Iron Man 3, directed...
No, the internet sucks right now.
Okay.
I'm the only person who has sucky internet right now.
I don't know. I'm getting
probably
fairly
good. You
so.
Generally are the one when I make podcasts, our videos, you're usually like staticky lag, blurry noises.
Well, this is why we need to record live next time.
Yeah, well, we'll do it. We just couldn't get it working today. Okay, so Iron Man 3, written and directed by Shane Black, starring Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, Guy Pearce, Rebecca Hall, and Don Cheadle. And Ben Kingsley. Forgot about Ben Kingsley. He's there. Harrison is... Is he going to put something on that is in relation to Iron Man?
No, he's going to put on something in relation to Star Wars.
Hey. I'm here to talk about Iron Man.
Harrison, but Boba Fett's neither Iron nor a man.
What?!
Actually, he's a...
Yes, he is! He is a man who wears iron. They are basically twins, but from a galaxy far, far away.
That really wasn't deserving of the canned laughter.
Okay, so back to the Iron Man discussion.
That doesn't work.
Usually on this here podcast, we would take several news topics and we would discuss them via discussion. And then later on, we'll do this thing called a recommendation, where we each recommend something for the folks to... Indulge in. But today, we're going to skip them stupid news stories, because we have Iron Man that has just come out and is breaking stupid box office records. So,
stupid awesome.
So, Harrison.
Yes.
Iron Man thoughts. Leave no stone unturned.
Well, you see, I went and saw a movie the day before it came out for some reason. Its name was Iron Man the Third. It was really just Iron Man 3. And, I have to say, I was really impressed. Like, this is one of the few movies where, like, the trailer really did not reveal anything from the movie, so you were really shocked when stuff happened.
It went in an entirely different direction from what the trailer told me. Like, I thought it was going to be pure seriousness.
Wait, let's keep this spoil-free.
Here's what we're going to do.
Well,
we're going to do a
spoiler-free.
Really, we're going to go spoiler-free, and then later we can do a spoiler.
Yeah.
So right now,
wait. Do you just want to put the spoilers to the end, but we'll warn them before we do the spoilers, and if they don't want to watch, they can just be like,
hey, that works. So here's my problem with the advertising. I love whenever movies can advertise a movie without giving away all the good stuff. But the advertising for this movie, like, almost completely tricked you into thinking it was another movie, because it's very different from all the advertising. So
I agree. It was like,
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I liked it either way, but I don't know. It's just we don't usually see that, because usually it's just like, here, all the good stuff, but now it's like not even the same movie.
Yeah, like I said a second ago, the trailers made it look like it was so serious and so dark, then you get to the movie and it was nothing like that.
No.
It is darker than the other two Iron Man movies.
Yeah,
it was
like the darkest Iron Man movie out of the rest. I mean, it wasn't completely dark, but it has some pretty dark moments, you know.
I think it's perfect for Iron Man, because it's the darkest of the three, and it's also at the same time the funniest of the three, which I don't know how. I guess that's just Lethal Weapon writer at his best, but, I mean, that's hard to accomplish, and they did it flawlessly. So,
yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean,
yeah, I really enjoyed it. I did have my problems with it, but that's more spoiler stuff, so I'll wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to pretty much kill us, is the fact that we're having to wait to do spoilers. So anything that I want to say, pretty much a spoiler.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll say that for the end of the podcast.
We can talk general stuff. Like, I don't think anyone can disagree that this isn't really an Iron Man movie, that this is a Tony Stark movie.
Yeah, this is definitely a Tony Stark movie, because
I thought it was a Hulk
movie.
This isn't
really a spoiler, but about 80% of the time, no, way more than 80% of the time.
I think 80%, or 85 is a fair.
75.
85% of the time, it was Tony out of his suit.
Spider-Man!
Here's the deal. No, it's not. That's not a spoiler, because
that
kidding.
Is not a spoiler.
If you haven't seen the movie, then I would tell someone that before going to see it, so that, because the trailers make it feel like full on Iron Man action the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something that
a lot of it's like more about focusing on Tony Stark and what happened, what he's going through after the Avengers movie.
Yeah, which yeah. I did like how it did, because it's a big deal. This is the first movie after the record breaking, critically acclaimed Avengers. Like, how are they going to do it? But I really liked how they connected it to the Avengers without actually making it Avengers 2. It was still very much an Iron Man contained story, but it also feels like it's in that same universe.
Right. I wasn't sure if they were going to totally dodge what happened in the Avengers or if they were going to reference it. And they definitely brought up, you know, some of the trauma after that.
And I really liked the way that they handled that, because that feels very realistic. And seeing that type of struggle, it brings, I don't know what to talk about that in the spoilers, because there's something that I really like that they did with Tony Stark's character from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, Robert Downey Jr. is at his A-game. I don't think he's ever been better as Iron Man Tony Stark.
I would definitely agree with that. I mean, you still have the whole, sir, please. Well, that was Tony Stark related. That wasn't Robert Downey Jr. related, but still, he was definitely, oh, I'm at a loss for words right now. Give me a moment. Continue.
Harrison, what do you think about the old RDJ?
I think we need a cricket noise for Joshua.
I think you need to give your opinion. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
What else?
Never mind, that was wonderful.
Okay. Dude, I was, like, really impressed by the acting of it. It was just like, oh my gosh. Because, see, we'd seen him before in the other Iron Mans. And, I mean, in the first one, he was just getting started. So, I mean, we were trying to develop his character. But he's, like, trying to fit into the role. This one was just, like, in my opinion, dead-on accurate. And, like, in the Avengers, he was really good. It's just the movie focus wasn't about him, so he didn't get as much time to shine. But this one, he was, like, the main character.
He actually did not get the most screen time in that movie, which I'm happy that he didn't get the most screen time in the Avengers. It was actually Captain America did. They counted all the percentages. Okay, continue.
Wow. Oh, sorry. I was just going to ask who did.
But yeah, get out of here, Cricket! Ow.
Oh, no aggression.
That was violent.
Well, there's a cricket on my desk. What would you have done?
Anyway, but yeah, that was really good, and anyway, he definitely did a good job. Made you laugh, made you really think that Tony Stark is an absolute jerk, which really isn't that hard because, you know, he's full of himself already. But
yeah.
He really did pull off Tony Stark. Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark, and I'm not entirely sure how anyone else after this is going to be able to pull it off the way that.
Yeah, I don't think that Robert Downey Jr. exists anymore. I think it's just Tony Stark there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Something that I was really shocked about is this is because I read the Iron Man comics. I haven't read the recent ones, but I have read them before. This is the closest to comic book Iron Man you get.
Yeah. On the note of not reading the comics, like the new one, no one can blame you for that because the artwork hurts your eyes. It is awful. Everyone's just got plastic on their face 24/7, and it's painful to look at.
I think that's mainly the extremist comic, which there is that there's no shocker that there's extremists in this, but we'll talk about that later. But is a lot of people will watch the movies and be like, "Oh, Robert Downey Jr. He's this quick. It's great." And then they'll read a comic because they get invested. They're like, "This is a snooze fest. This really isn't like the movie, but this is the closest that he's gotten." And he's still freaking hilarious in this movie. This is, and it's also probably the smartest and the most clever humor of all the movies.
I would definitely have to agree with that one. We don't have any "Sir, please exit the donut," which honestly, that was semi humorous the first time I saw it, and I see that later, and I'm like, wow.
This is a lot more.
Exit the donut.
This humor is, this is the type of humor that I like, where you sit there and it's really smart, it's really quick-witted and clever, and it fits his character so well. So,
yeah. It's definitely the best humor in the Iron Man
series.
Would you say it's your favorite of the Marvel movies so far?
I don't think that's no. Marvel Studios being Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Avengers, Iron Man 3. I don't think that's hard for anyone to say. I think it's still gonna stay Avengers.
No, dude. We gotta admit, Spider-Man 3 was the best.
Spider-Man 3 is not a Marvel Studios movie.
You're funny.
I am joking, man.
It's also terrible, but it's also not a Marvel Studios movie. It's not in the universe of the Avengers. But I still think Avengers is... it's got everything.
Random death shot of Joshua.
If I watch that movie, that is like the only scene that I want to watch. Is that in the Bruce Campbell scene, because Bruce Campbell is incredible.
Bruce Campbell is amazing. And then I'd watch the dance scene just to laugh at it.
Yeah. I'd also,
so ridiculous and so not Spider-Man.
There's the scene where figures out, where he's in the police office and the guy's telling him that Flint killed Uncle Ben. That was a really well done scene. Okay, but back to
hey Connor, real quick. Do you have an upload limit?
We can part it. We can split it up.
Okay, because we've been recording 13 minutes, and I didn't know if that meant anything to you. What the crud?
I feel Inceptioned or Prometheus.
What was that?
Anyway? But of that Harrison.
I think we killed Harrison.
Random floating halo.
Anyway,
Harrison has asked like a stupid good question about favorite Marvel movies. And I almost admit the Avengers whenever he asked that, because that's kind of everyone's...
Avengers was good, but I still don't think I would choose it as my favorite.
Would you choose this one as your favorite? I can easily see how I'd pick someone.
I would not choose it as my favorite.
How about we make it easier? Which one's your favorite hero? Like, if that's easier.
Well, that's actually harder.
That is harder.
I still think, besides omitting Avengers...
Yeah, let's just take the Avengers out.
Captain America's my favorite. Because
I'm not the only one who is going to say Captain America is
classic 40s rocketeer type, just good old boy type movie. And I love it.
I couldn't find a flaw with that movie, personally. I mean, if I watched it, just trying to find flaws, I might find one, but I don't know. I thought it was almost perfect. Like, I loved it.
There's flaws in it, but I can give it a pass because it does so many other things so well.
Right.
I agree, and it's so good.
But you know, after seeing this, this might be on tie with that, because this is a really, I mean, it's a summer blockbuster, but it's a really good movie.
I may have to watch it again at some point.
I think it's still on Netflix.
I was talking about...
I figured that whenever you said as soon as it comes out. Yeah, I'm going to have to... this isn't a movie where you're going to have to see it again.
I'm actually going to see it right after this podcast, surprisingly.
Hey. Ooh, look, I got an email. Harrison Miley and Joshua added you.
You want to know another plus?
Add that.
Yes.
Doesn't have the depth of cardboard. Yes.
No, well...
so awesome. She was good. She was good. Which is
Here's my thing with Gwyneth Paltrow is she has the exact same amount of screen time as she did in the other two movies. It almost feels like she doesn't have any more screen time than the other two, but she feels integral to this plot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is makes it all the more better.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, what about the rest of the acting? I think there wasn't a bad apple in the bunch.
Guy Pearce was Guy Pearce.
Guy Pearce is always great. I don't think Guy Pearce is ever bad.
I don't think I've ever seen a bad movie with Guy Pearce.
I've seen The Lockout, which is a terrible movie, but Guy Pearce is fun in it.
Well, okay. Point made, but I don't think I've ever seen Guy Pearce act bad.
No, Guy Pearce is always good. Rebecca Hall, who's in it for only a little amount of time, she's the brain surgeon chick person.
Or the quote-unquote botanist.
Yeah, the botanist.
Also, Tony Stark sleeps with her in the first 5 minutes of that.
Not a spoiler, because it's the first 5 minutes of the movie. But I've loved her ever since I saw her in The Prestige. And she's good in this. She doesn't have a lot to do, but she's good in it.
And she didn't kill herself.
Watch them spoilers right then.
Well, how long has The Prestige been out?
2005, so...
Yeah, I think spoilers are passable by this point for that movie.
For that movie, yeah.
But not for this one.
It's still, like, in my top two favorite films of all time. So.
No, basically, really? Anyone who's going to see it pretty much has seen it, and anyone else... Probably
yeah, it's not one of those, like, unless you introduce it to someone.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Rhodey, Don Cheadle, this is the best that I've seen Rhodey. He really gets a chance to kick some butt in this movie, too.
Yeah, he definitely has his chance. Like, in the second movie, that may be a spoiler.
I think second movie. Anyone who's gonna watch this has probably seen the second movie.
Except for Summer, she hadn't seen any of them.
Okay. Second movie. He pretty much gets his he's in a suit, but he doesn't really do much. He pretty much gets the crap beaten out of him whenever he's armed in the second movie.
Not only that, but in this one he just gets even better dialogue.
For real.
Yeah, I agree. That he did get a lot of better. A lot better dialogue, but
I think that comes from Shane Black writing, who's done Lethal Weapon, and he's really good at buddy cop stuff.
Yeah,
and the writing in this film is stupid great.
I agree, it is very good. It is indeed stupid great.
This one feels like a much tighter film, where the first two felt very improv. And it's like there was kind of loosely a story there. That they just kind of went with. This one, it feels very tight. Everything is there. It's not off the cuff at all.
Okay, can we get the spoilers part now? Harrison, what's our runtime?
All right.
We are at 19 minutes, 21 seconds. It would be less for the audience because of the intro, but whatever.
All right, let's finish. Final thoughts. I'll just say this one part. The ending is going to polarize people, and then there's a part about halfway through the movie that I'm sure everyone's already had spoiled for them if they haven't seen it. That is going to polarize people. You're going to be on board or off board.
And also, this is not a spoiler, seeing as this is a Marvel movie, I would highly recommend you stay after the credits just because, duh.
Yeah, it is a Marvel movie. There's going to be an after credit scene. I think that's just common knowledge by now.
Yeah.
But some of the people walked out longer there.
I thought it was really good. People should definitely go watch it. Like Connor said, it's gonna polarize people. You're either gonna think the twist that they did was either good or it was bad. But it's still worth seeing.
It's worth the full price ticket.
Don't see it in 3D.
Yeah, we had to see it in 3D, but I mean, you save your money. There's nothing spectacular.
The trailers had more 3D than the movie. That's the trailers you watch. Like Star Trek, that had more 3D than this movie. That was just a trailer.
By the way, as we said at the beginning, the trailer will make you think it's going to go one direction, but really the movie ends up going the other direction.
You don't know, you're beautiful!
Okay.
Here's my final thoughts on this. By no means is it a flawless movie, but the problems that I have with it, I have to get into spoiler territory, which so I'm going to avoid that for right now. But it's you should go see it. It's the best of the three. It's Marvel's starting their second wave really strong with this one.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, go see it. It's a full price. Okay, Harrison, last thoughts.
Like Connor said, definitely see it. This is not one you don't want to see. I'd recommend seeing it in theaters. It's awesome. It kicks butt. But do not see in 3D unless you like paying $3 extra for hardly anything. But
oh, and go watch Jurassic Park in 3D because it is.
Yeah, that one's worth seeing. That had more 3D than this one, and that was like
me and Harrison got to witness Joshua's first time seeing Jurassic Park. It was great.
And it was good. It was good. And it was terrifying. And it was good.
So. From this point on, actually not from this point on because we'll come back for recommendations and whatnot, but all right, so we're going into spoiler territory, so I'm going to give you like 5 seconds to leave.
Five!
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Okay.
Wow, that stopped hurt.
If you're still here, that means you either don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the movie. Okay.
Spoiler alert, Dumbledore
dies. So I think we have a pretty good idea of where to start with the spoilers.
That twist. That twist.
It was like
that's the part that's gonna make or break this movie for a lot of people.
Okay.
That's gonna make or break.
Random mothers in the scene.
Hey. It's all good.
Ain't nobody get time for that.
We can edit.
No, that was actually, it didn't even mess it up. It was like, I clicked to me. That's what you needed to happen.
Okay, well. So, the Mandarin is not the Mandarin.
He's not an orange, liar.
Okay, the Mandarin is a wuss.
He was not a wuss,
the Mandarin is an absolute wuss.
No, he wasn't a wuss. He was just crazy.
No, I'm just going to have to ask it. Are you on board or off board with that change? I think since it is a different universe... And we kind of got the Mandarin at the very end with Guy Pearce for 5 seconds. I'm so torn about it. I think I've just come to accept it now.
Well, considering the fact that I'm not that big of an Iron Man fan before these movies, and I don't read the comics, I wasn't too heartbroken by it. I understand that is a big change, and a lot of people...
It was a massive change. His arch nemesis.
Yeah, and a lot of people when I got home had already made YouTube videos ranting about how Marvel changed it and about how it was so awful.
This movie, it proves that the source material is kind of just there for reference for these movies. Because this movie, there's a lot of comic book stuff in this movie, but it's really just, they just pick and choose stuff and they throw it together.
To be fair, Marvel has so many different universes even within the comics, like... how many different Spider-Man versions are there? Like different universes. So I mean, I guess it's just a different universe.
You don't want to get into the reboots in the comic universe because that's a never-ending discussion.
You got Spectacular, you got Amazing, obviously.
No, I didn't mean literally. I'm just making a point saying that there are a lot of different versions. So I think in this version they chose to go that way. I'm not going to hate them for it.
Well. I think it would have been different if they chose a villain that wasn't Iron Man's arch nemesis, because it is Iron Man's biggest villain. No one would have given a crap if it was just some throwaway villain that they did.
Well, this is his last movie, though.
The Mandarin, and that's what has everyone up in arms.
Yeah, it is the Mandarin, but then again...
The best villain in Iron Man.
Well, how can you complain? Because the Mandarin isn't... They've changed him so much before they even revealed the twist anyways.
Yeah,
because
he sounded like a Baptist preacher.
He's not even Chinese.
Yeah, he's like Islamic.
Well, here's
my thing. I think I would have been more open to the twist if I hadn't
loved. I really
loved.
Didn't say Islamic. I'm gonna turn some people off at that. He was Middle Eastern. Okay, that's better.
It was Middle Eastern.
He was Hitler.
I think I wouldn't have had a problem with the twist when he was acting, he wasn't so perfect as the Mandarin. Because Ben Kingsley killed that role.
Yeah, when he was on screen,
he was menacing as crap.
Threatening. nailed it with, as the, when he was the Mandarin.
Yeah, I think it's hard to find another actor like that who can play holy crap terrifying and then go around and be just as good playing ditzy drug addict actor. Like,
yeah. Also, like,
ooh.
Okay, so are we going to keep on talking about the how crazy it was that the Mandarin was not the Mandarin, but was some crazy
million. Harrison, have you said anything about this Mandarin shindig?
Well, yeah, to be fair, I was not into the Iron Man before this, and don't hate me, please, but I was unaware who the Mandarin was before, and I did not see the change, so my opinion doesn't really matter with this.
The only reason I knew who the Mandarin was thanks to Iron Man cartoons, so there's my...
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch this as a kid. They were too violent or something, so...
My only thing is, I really don't care, because at the end, we have Guy Pearce, and he's got Fing Fang Foom tattoos on him, which is another... Marvel character, and he's got the power running through him, and he's just like, I am the Mandarin, and he's fighting like a martial artist. I'm like, we got the Mandarin for 5 seconds. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good enough.
Also, were any of y'all, like, okay, another spoiler.
This is the spoiler cast. Do as many spoilers as you want, man.
Okay. When Pepper ended up falling into the fire... Did y'all know that, one, she was going to survive? Obviously, she was going to survive.
Yes, freaking...
She had the extremis in her veins.
Yeah, like, the moment
and
I saw...
it already showed it.
The moment I saw her being pumped with extremis, I was like, they're going to use this. Like, they are going to use this as a way for her to survive some deadly explosion or something.
I feel like they copped out a little when they're just like, oh yeah, now it's out of her body. In the end narration. He's like, oh yeah, I fixed it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I was like, finally got that little piece out. Ta-da. Yeah.
Well, because I think that would have been a cool idea to carry on, just to be like, he's not Iron Man anymore because he's trying to... And now he's dedicating all his time to fixing Pepper.
Yeah.
No, she's fixing... Cool. Well, while I'm at it, I might as well fix myself too, because why not?
Yeah, that brings two ideas. Extremis, or Extremis, as the movie says, and the ending. I'm going to talk Extremis for a little bit. It was weird. It was weird the way they used Extremis. Or Extremis.
Everyone blew up. Well, not everyone, obviously. But pretty much most of the people with Extremis in their body ended up blowing up. Like,
yeah, which your sister actually pointed out to me that's from the comic run Five Nightmares, which has nothing to do with Extremis, but it's just people randomly blowing up, and I'm like, that's literally taken right out of that comic book.
Yeah.
And they use Extremis. I'm going to call it Extremis because Extremis and Extremis don't feel like the same thing. They're not used the same way. Extremis is used, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem with it in the movie. I mean, like, Guy Pearce can breathe fire. Like, when did that happen? But
yeah, Connor. I was sitting next to Connor Holland, not Megan Simmons, right there.
Other Connor.
Connor. I was sitting next to him, and the moment you saw Guy Pearce's character breathe fire, he was all up in arms, like, "What?" That's why it was interesting sitting next to the movie.
Yeah. Well, the character Aldrich Killian, Guy Pearce. They did a lot of stuff with him because in the Extremis comic book, he kills himself in the first two panels.
Well,
dang. Like, he's only there to say, this is the guy that created it. So they really went pretty far with him. My only problem was I was never clear on what his goals were. I had no idea what he was actually planning to do.
World domination, duh.
Well, he never straight up said that.
It sounded more like, you never really did get an idea of his goal.
The plan is simple.
No, that's kind of like
the Iron Man.
It's like, is he trying to get revenge on Tony? And then he said, that's not what it's about. I'm like, oh, what?
He lied.
Is he trying to organize terrorism? Like, I have no idea what he's trying to do.
I'm going to be honest. When I first saw him on there, I thought it was going to be like Bill Gates or someone like that. Or someone who now runs a giant business.
Well, yeah, and that would make sense because we hadn't seen anything prior. We didn't know what his character was going to do because all we know in the comics is he created Extremis and he killed himself.
Yeah, when I first saw him, I was like, you know what? This is gonna be interesting. It's probably gonna be like, oh, Tony Stark could have also invested in like IBM or Microsoft or whatever, or a different tech company, and got even bigger. And that's what I thought it was gonna be. But no, he actually played a bigger role, and kind of figure out that he's going to play a bigger role. The moment Tony Stark said, "That night I created enemies," and you're like, "Oh crap!"
And speaking of that, we get to see Jensen again, which I thought was a freaking awesome little nod. I was like, Jensen, he's back. Oh, that was great. That was great.
I didn't notice that because, I can't remember that one.
Jensen in the first movie? In the cave?
Oh, yeah.
He showed up for a second? And whenever he's in the cave and he's like, hey, I met you once at a technical conference, but you were too drunk to notice anything. And I was like, huh?
Oh, because during the first 5 minutes, like, I want to introduce you to someone. It's like, okay, you're cool. I'm going to my room.
Yeah, and after that, we get to see Jon Favreau. Oh, it's so good to see Jon Favreau act. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Bodyguard.
The bodyguard. He was so
because Jon Favreau wrote, he directed, he didn't write, but he directed the last two movies, and he's not directing this one. So you can really tell that he's getting to actually act in this movie, and he's so good in this movie. He's so fun to watch.
Well,
he's actually getting to play with
the first 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, even in that, you get enough. You get all you want of him.
Your mustache like got on your hand. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, what else is there to talk about?
More spoilers, because this is a spoiler.
Do you
want to
talk about the ending, or do we want to go to more of the him and the kid type stuff?
Another
thing. My little brother here was complaining about was because he was all like, Pepper should have had a... I thought Pepper was going to be in the Iron Man suit, and gonna go do a bunch of crazy stuff. And
what?
Like, he thought he was told apparently that Pepper
was going
to get a suit.
In the comics she gets a suit and she's called, she becomes Rescue, which is her name. But you know, I think we saw her in the suit and then we saw her in the hub of the helmet and I'm like, that's good enough.
Yeah,
we don't need any more than that.
Like, anyone who thought she was going to be Rescue or whoever movie, honestly, that was a big stretch, and she does get the suit, but only because Tony's motion-directed launcher thing got onto her and saved her.
I think that's all I really care about, because I didn't really like Rescue in the comics anyways, so
also
that's
that,
me.
Also, while we're on the subject, that scene, that was good.
All the action in the movie, though, is kind of few and far between. Is really, really good.
Yeah. Like, the scene, the house blows up, and they're all in the air, and in a split second, you just see Tony direct all the pieces to Pepper.
Yeah.
During the explosion, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
Also, the fight with just the glove and the thruster.
Oh, man.
That was so cool. I never would have
In the fight before that, I love seeing Tony Stark out of suit being awesome.
Yeah.
When he goes around, because the great thing about Tony Stark is he's so smart. He can make great things at anything.
Yeah.
So he goes and he gets all this DIY weaponry and just takes down.
Yeah, it showed that wasn't his one thing that he knew how to make. He was already awesome without the suit. Like, he already knew how to be a lethal force without the suit.
Which brings me to a point, which is early in the movie, you really feel that after the whole wormhole incident in Avengers, anytime that he's out of that Iron Man suit, he feels very vulnerable, and he's having to get into it quickly.
And I was so thankful that they brought up that moment, because you go in there, you're thinking, I'm not going to get out of this alive. I'm not going to get out of this alive. And he goes in, and he nukes the other side of the universe. Nuke the other side of the universe falls out right at the perfect time. So yeah, he's going to be traumatized by that. I was glad they addressed that because I would be.
But I like
just
how
don't say, just
they
don't say
played
New
up
York
his vulnerability with it. They're like, because any he's having all these anxiety attacks, especially when he doesn't have the suit accessible. He's like, I got to get in it. I got to be safe. I'm too vulnerable without it. And then he goes and he does all this and he starts to kind of, as he's going and he's kind of doing things just as Tony Stark and he's succeeding, which leads to the ending where he's like, maybe I don't need this thing anymore. Maybe I've gotten over this kind of addiction to the Iron Man suit.
Maybe I don't need it. Maybe I can function without my safety suit.
Which is a big thing at the ending, which is like, what? Is he no longer Iron Man?
Yeah.
Like, the ending is like, is he no longer Iron Man? Or is he still Iron Man and he just doesn't... I don't think he's Iron Man. I think he's done.
He said, I am Iron Man. End. That's something that people are going to debate. Like, did he throw away all of them and keep one just in case?
No, the point
I think
is,
it
like,
means
he,
that it's still
is.
A part of him.
Like, he's the suits
still
don't make
the
him.
Same guy.
It's like, it's not the suits that make Iron Man, it's him that makes Iron Man.
But that's going to be depressing because in this universe, we're not going to see Iron Man be a boss.
Just wait for
the reboots. I think in the Avengers 2, we're going to see Tony Stark, but we're mainly going to see Rhodey take helm.
Yeah, but I'm still gonna miss. Like, you're gonna see. You're probably going to see Tony Stark.
Oh, you're certainly gonna. He's not. He's Tony Stark's coming back.
Tony Stark is.
It says in the end of the credits, Tony Stark will return. It doesn't say Iron Man will return like it did in the other two movies. It says Tony Stark will return.
Yeah.
So
honestly,
he's coming back.
Get rid of Tony Stark.
You can get rid of him. So the ending was kind of. A lot of people are gonna hate it.
Whoa.
But I thought it was great. I thought it really sealed the deal for his character.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the after credits scene, or do we just leave that?
Oh.
I mean, we can. I thought it was really funny.
Yes.
I thought it was a nice bonus. I'm not that kind of doctor.
I think I was expecting something. I had heard this rumor, but I was kind of like, oh, because usually they always do something that leads into the next movie.
Yeah.
But then they did that, and I was like, oh, so it's still funny.
Yeah, I saw a right before I left, which is a screen cap that said, I do have a small part in the new Iron Man movie. It just had that up there, and I was like, oh, I wonder where it's going to be. And then the credits rolled, and I'm like, he's going to be at the end.
I had heard a rumor that that was what the scene was going to be a long time ago, but I just kind of dismissed it because it usually leads into the next movie. But then I saw it, and I was like, you know, I kind of wish there was at least like something in the dialogue about Thor 2 or Captain America or even like Ant-Man or something, but it was still funny. It was still worth staying around.
Hey, we've been going on for 39 minutes, so we probably need to go.
Yeah, any last thoughts, people?
Go see the movie.
Literally,
yeah,
right now.
Good.
Get your feet up, go see it. Although, if you've seen this part, hopefully you have seen it, otherwise we spoiled it, but that's your fault, not ours.
Well,
we warned you. We warned you!
Yeah, okay. Well, now that we are done with spoilers, whoever doesn't want the movie spoiled, if they've muted it or gone on and fast forward to it,
or they
here we are. We're back.
We are back, suckers!
Alright, and here is a portion that we like to call our recommendations, where each of us recommends something for you to watch. A video, a channel, a book, a movie, whatever we want to recommend. So, who has some recommendations for the folks out and about?
I didn't think about that.
You should go watch
Iron Man 3.
You want to recommend Iron Man 3?
Movie?
I recommend Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Also, go see Jurassic Park because I know a lot of people were like, it's going to be dumb. The 3D probably was awful. No.
Nah.
It's still a good movie. Like, they did a great job of
it. It is a really good movie. It's a great movie, and I think it's one that deserves to be seen on the big screen, which is why we wanted to go see it on the big screen. Yeah. Harrison, have you got something?
Yeah. Watch the K Magazine on YouTube. That's your username, right?
Oh. Okay. We're gonna have to plug each other here.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good point.
Well, you can go watch Elnon's, what's your username?
That's pretty much it. LLNOND. Don't get on to me. I came up with that when I was 5 and I stuck with it.
And he doesn't have any videos yet.
You know who else you should watch? You should watch Sons of Thunder 3000.
And Sons of Thunder 3000 TV. They're both me.
TV. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And, what about some Twitter plugs? I'm at that Connor guy. Who else?
I am at FLBN underscore Josh.
I am I Harrison. Hate, I am I hate Twitter, but on Instagram I am at Darren's son Harrison.
Okay, well, my last recommendation is for the iPad and the iPhone users out there. You probably have all heard of the Injustice video game, the DC fighting game from NetherRealm, did Mortal Kombat. I haven't played the actual game, but there's a free iOS game that is actually really good for an iOS game. It's actually better than Infinity Blade, I think, which is a paid-for game.
Is it similar to Infinity Blade and that you're going like...
No, it's nothing like that. It's really good and it's really addictive and it's completely free. You can not pay a dime and upgrade your characters all the way. It's really fun. So that's my recommendation. So, any other things to give out to the world?
Go see 42. That was really good, in my opinion. Y'all haven't
seen it. There's another one.
Y'all haven't seen it, have you?
No, I haven't.
It was like, oh my god, it was good. I'm just saying.
It has Alan Tudyk in it, so I feel like I have to see it. It has Alan Tudyk and Harrison Ford in it. I have to see it.
Like, I'm not a fan of sports, but I love sports movies, and this is by far probably the best since Remember the Titans, probably.
Yeah, which was on TV last night, ironically. So yeah, that will be it for our Geekologist podcast. Yeah, that'll be it for this Geekologist podcast right here. We'll come back with... something is worth talking about.
Yeah, y'all want to give us suggestions? Yay!
Yes.
Suggestions in the comments below. That might give us suggestions, you know?
Give us suggestions. Tell us what you think. Tell us whether we should continue this or not. Okay.
Tell us to get off the internet if you are so inclined.
Subscribe to me.
Which is probably what most people are going to do.
Pay me money.
I'm Connor Maginson, Joshua Clegg, and Harrison
Miley.
Okay, we will see you guys next time.
Peace out, mother truckers.